Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we are back here, man. Hope everybody's having a great day. Enjoyed all the NBA stuff last night. Pretty special. Pretty special for everybody got drafted. Be with you for your life. A lot of them sharing it. Well, everybody was sharing it with family last night someplace. It was just really cool to see. And a lot of emotional families and the road to get there and the support that you get to stay on the right road to get the most out of all these players. By the way, from everywhere, all over the place last night. And so it's just kind of cool to see. I just think you're kind of happy. It's a game-changing night for families, for the players who, you know, been working for this for a long, long time, and just cool. I just thought the whole thing last night was just...
ESPN did a nice job too, didn't they?
Yes. You know, it's amazing. I always wonder, like, so you get cameras. How do you find out? Like, there were a couple of surprises, I guess, during the draft, but for the most part, they had a pretty good feel for where everybody was going. Usually when they were putting names up there, they were getting drafted, you know? So I always... It was a good job by everybody because you know how there's always a couple NFL guys that slide into the second round and they used to show them. They stopped doing it because it was embarrassing to everybody when guys sit there.
Oh, the green room,
there,
guys. Right, the green room.
Didn't that happen to John Football?
He slid, sure.
Right, didn't he slide? They were showing him.
The original I always think of is Aaron Rodgers sitting
right.
there and,
right.
you know, and all these teams and, of course, we've come to find that he's the greatest grudge holder of all time, so he's making them all pay.
Every single one of them, right.
But I just thought last night was a cool time, and God, a lot of emotional young players. And then you realize most of them are one-and-done guys. They're they've been playing overseas since they were like 10. No, right, seriously, right, I exaggerate. Right. But like 16,
right.
like he's
yeah.
been a professional player since he was 16, and been really good, and now he's 19, and you're like, wow, God, it's just crazy. And I'm always curious to see how all the foreign players, we've had a lot more success recently with foreign players coming over here and playing, so I think we're all curious to see how that's going to play out. Had a player from played in the Israeli basketball league that people were just going crazy about last night. I just think it all. And then we got our own guy down here, 20th overall pick, Precious Achiuwa, and we'll see how he works out. And you know, there's a pretty good chance he's gonna work out. Long as he's willing to work, that's all they want to know when they draft him. Like, oh, he's a good player and stuff. Is he a worker? They go, oh, yeah, he'll work hard. Okay, he'll end up being a good player. If we can get him to work like a couple of guys here, then there's just teams that get great reputations that we'll develop our own guys. We'll find them and develop them, and they'll be real good. And then there's some organizations that they don't develop anybody, ever. Yeah. You never hear right. about them. But we happen to be one. I always thought of the original, we'll develop them, is San Antonio. They were
of course, right.
They'd get a guy and develop him, and he end up being really good, and then, yeah, he might end up going somewhere else and for the money and everything else. But I'll tell you what, the Heat's taking that position with, of being from the Duncan Robinsons and what they've done with him to just developing their own draft picks and making them, right. You know, like now when they say he reminds us of a Bam Adebayo, like, wow. I mean, that's the ultimate compliment. Then they're asking him last night, hey, do you see a Tyler Hero in this group? No, you know, and it's what else can you say when you're already doing that after a year?
Right,
or
right.
Bam, who's still a young player, just says, I mean, it just makes the organization. You got to develop players, man. You just can't go out and
draft just, the guy and hope he just ends up being that guy, right?
Free agents, you can't go out and just overspend on free agents. You got to be able to develop some of your own. By the way, pretty much fundamental in all sports. I get it, and we've been talking about, and to me, it's not even close. This is the best draft. I've been here since 1980, but, you know, since doing radio, I study the different drafts that they've had. This is by far the best draft. It's the biggest draft. It was built where you wanted to hit on it. Now, we're going to find out, but the fact is, almost every draft pick played on offense or defense. I think the only guy I didn't see that was eligible was Igbinoghene. Was the only guy I didn't see. I don't think I saw him take a defensive snap. But the rest of the guys, I mean, they were all playing. I mean, right. It was, you're looking and going, wow, when was the last time we saw this many draft picks playing? Now, it's only midway through. But playing winning football, not playing, well, we're getting blown out by 30. Go ahead and play those young guys and let them get their ass kicked around a little bit. So it was just, hell, Benito Jones was playing out there,
right.
And making plays. Strobridge, by the way, was throwing guys backwards. And I was thinking, man, this is a good time, not to mention all the offensive linemen that have been playing, and now Tua's playing. If you think about it, sounds kind of crazy with all the drafts the Dolphins have had. But this is obviously the biggest draft they've ever had, the most draft picks. But this is by far the best overall draft that they've had. Not even close, really.
Well, they built it for this to be the biggest draft in the franchise's history, and then you were just hoping for, you know, half, not a letdown. That's the issue also. That's why it's ending up being such a good draft, if not the best draft in the franchise history, because everything was built on this, getting extra draft picks, trading guys for more first-round picks and second-round picks and future picks. Like, everything was built around the draft rebuilding this team. Obviously, free agency helped because you signed a couple guys on the defense that have totally solidified that defense or made it to be what it is today. But offensively, Joe, you drafted three offensive linemen. You drafted a quarterback. Like, if that didn't work, then this draft is a total failure. If Tua was not who he's been so far through three games, if two offensive linemen, if not three, are in the starting lineup each week, then, Joe, this would have been an epic failure. Because of that, and because of some of these defensive guys coming out, it's funny you said that our third first-round pick is the guy that's really struggling. Thank God there was three first-round picks. What if he was the only first-round pick? And he was struggling and not being able to play on the field. So this helps by having 11 guys.
They had Byron Jones and Xavier Howard already in place, and you were hoping that he was going to get off to a better start than he did. And listen, he struggled. I mean, look, I got to tell you, he's not struggling. He has struggled. And you worry about his confidence, and I'm sure the team worries about it too, because he's the next guy up for Byron Jones and Xavier Howard. He is the next guy up. Nick Needham's taking the inside, and he doesn't look like he's giving that up. He's played really, really well. But I just go back. Even Raekwon Davis, who Jason Taylor loves, thinks is just going to be a big, big horse. The more he's played, the better he's gotten now all of a sudden too. But it was just good, man. It was good to see you for all the drafts, and wonder why we're not playing, and you realize the coach is going, I can't play them. They're not good enough to play. I got to win games to keep my job. And now, excuse me, you've got a bunch of guys on the same page between a coach and a general manager. And so I said this, Chris Greer ought to feel pretty damn good for the start. And again, it's only halfway through the first season. You've got maybe the second biggest draft we've ever had, with 2 1s and 2 2s next draft. And then it's got to be, you got to hit on a bunch of those guys too.
Right.
Especially the top tier guys. And then we'll see what we have. I just don't know if there'll be a lot of free agents that they're going to add. I think mostly the cap's expected to go down. I think most of their work's going to be done through the draft and what they're,
got
they're
plenty
able
of picks.
To get.
Right, plenty of picks.
And they changed one other little thing that nobody talks about. And I'm helping writers out because I'm giving some ideas for some stories so they don't just, you know what Tua had for lunch today. So I was just, and this is really important because we have absolutely sucked at what I'm about ready to say till now. We took a bunch of free agents that still had tread left on the tire instead of all the guys that had been really good, came in here, torn bicep, blown out knee, went AWOL, or just flat out Buffalo Bills, Mario Williams, had nothing left in the tank. Nothing left in the tank. And we should have known.
Right.
We should have known. Rex Ryan goes, man, I don't know what happened, guy. He can't play. Oh, no, they're playing him wrong. I remember. Oh, they were just playing him wrong. We're going to be able to get more out of him. Like, nope. He got his big fat contract and all that money with Buffalo. You ain't getting squat out of him. He just come down here to get a little more 401k money. That's all. He's done. And then Adam hired his buddy to come in here and do some sports psychologist work, and they make the mistake of sitting right behind me on a trip to a game after he'd been inactive for like 3 weeks in a row. Listen, man, Mario. Now he's talking to this guy that's had this unbelievable career. At one point, Mario Williams, one of the best pass rushers in football, right?
Of course, yeah.
Great player. Great.
He didn't get $100 million because it was a fluke. Right.
So now here he is, and he's got nothing left in the tank, and they're going with him again. I don't know if he had a sack when he was here. I mean, it was terrible. And I hear this guy working. I'm like, hey, just, you know, your mindset, just like you've done. Get those beautiful thoughts you had when you were getting 15 sacks a year. Oh, and I was like, wow, that's where we are, man.
Right.
Put him right next to me so I could hear this as he's trying to pump up this frigging guy like, come on, man. One last dance. Let's make it special where people go, look at the old guy dance. He danced like he used to. And so I'm clearing all this stuff out through therapy that we got a bunch of guys not breaking down. We got a bunch of veteran free agents who we signed, and they've been a big part of everything we're doing. Now, I get carried away about the draft class and this and that, but fact is, if you get guys that haven't been beaten up and played 10 or 11 years, and Adam brought in, you know, some guys who were great offensive linemen, except there was one little problem. They were coming off injury. And they
got injured right when they got here.
Well, that led to being the 30-plus age. Right, and right. We're like, well, maybe we get one more year out of them. And they broke down. Broke down early. And so
how many did Josh Sitton even play in a game? Did he end up?
He got hurt in the first game he played.
Right, in the first game he played. Right.
First, I mean, it was just right off the bat. It was just terrible.
Right.
Anyway, hey, 305-567-0560. You got to draft, man. You got to hit and drop picks. Even Pat Riley would tell you that. Yeah, you got it. You got to find guys for your system, and you got to develop them. You got to coach them up. You better make sure they got a good work ethic and they don't have a bunch of mental and emotional issues. Looks like we've done a better job on that, right? We haven't gone through a tackle and a pass rusher. You know right. Their names. Nate right. Dion and Jonathan.
Mm.
Anyway, we got to go to break. A lot more stuff. We'll check in on the machine. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. All right, welcome back. The NBA draft is in the books. Free agency tomorrow night starts at 6 o'clock. And looks like Pat's working on just taking care of his own business in-house first. Pat Riley, of course. And then we got Thursday night football tonight. We got a good one. If you just need a really good football game on a Thursday night, this is about as good as they can give you. Now, you might be able to handpick some a little bit, but as far as in division, Cardinals and Seahawks, Cardinals have run down the Seahawks now with a 6-3 record, both of them. Murray versus Wilson, both just stat-stuffing son of a guns, man, for all you fantasy football and gamblers out there tonight. So that's that'll be fun. Be fun to see what happens tonight with all that stuff. And, of course, we'll be watching to see what the Miami Heat and Pat Riley have in mind. By the way, anybody look like Pat Riley? Seeing him yesterday, looks like he's close to retiring. I'm not big really on the beard, no. By the way. I don't want to tell Pat and hurt his feelings. Like, I like Pat with a little growth, but, like, I don't know. Listen, man, I know we get lazy and we don't want to shave when you're home and working out of the house. And, you know, Ryle's got to watch out. He's at that age, even though he's in great shape. Ryle's got to be careful. He's at that age where, you know, COVID-19 might not be his best friend either. Mm. But, like, I don't know. Let's shave that thing up. I mean –
you're like the only person that continues to groom yourself as much as you do. Like, I saw you the other day. I mean, you still got the hair is all dyed up and slicked back. I mean, you looked ready to go, man.
Well, I've been doing a bunch of these things at the house. So I've been
Zooming it up.
I've been zooming and
– yeah, but you don't have to do that if you're zooming, though. That's the whole thing. Like, if you're shaving, like, you miss a spot, you just keep moving, you know, move on with your life. Like, whatever. No one can tell.
All right, so I don't want to have a beard.
I'm afraid to see what Hollywood looks like. Yeah.
Not
his
well.
His hair's long. He looks like crap. I mean, it's fine. Well, I mean, whatever you want to, like, it's okay. I just made a comment about Pat. I'd like to see him shave up the beard a little bit.
You know what's really frustrating? I had just gotten my hair cut recently when I saw Joe, too. Looks like crap, huh?
I just damn near cut mine all off the other day. I went in, just told him short. Like,
right.
It's fine. Short's good. Short short is. Hey, 305-567-0560. What's everybody talking about today there, fellas?
Well, I wanted to start with this one because we were just talking about it before and you brought up Michael Kotze. Someone goes, just close with Michael Kotze. Thank you, Joe. There you go.
Yep.
Well done.
When you go to Michael Kotze, you're happy. That's it. Kotze's really, really good. He's a really good guy to be around to start with, but he just, I mean, ain't working bankers out. My man working. You can get, hey, Mike, what are you doing Saturday afternoon? Working, Joe. All right.
He took care of my refinance. I save a ton of money every month. It's really cool. If you have the opportunity, just call him. He answers his cell phone every time you call.
He's a lot better person about that than I am, man. Good.
That's true. Well, he knows how to use the phone, so that's half the battle right there.
That's true, too.
Yeah. Much better at texting than you are. You're not the best of texters.
Okay.
Is everyone in your phone still named Hollywood, or did you change that?
I got rid of some of them. I do have I have a couple. I think, actually, you know what's funny? I think Drew Rosenhaus is a Hollywood.
So the problem is when Joe texts, like, he'll send,
David Rodriguez, one of my sports G-Rod. Camera guys. Wow. He's a Hollywood, too.
Joe will send, like, half of his thought with, like, dot, dot, dot after it. Like, he wants you to complete his thought when he texts. It's just very difficult most of the time to translate.
Nobody gives a crap. So what do you got next? Nobody cares. Like, nobody cares how I text.
If one of the coveted quarterbacks in next year's draft slips, could the Dolphins end up trading their pick, dropping a couple of places, and cashing in on even more draft picks once again? Well, it depends on how bad Houston is at the end of this year, right?
Listen, Houston is keeping us in the top 10 right now. I just think they're going to be out, just get the best players they can. There's a game plan. I think last year was about big bodies. This year is going to be about some skilled players.
Right.
Picking up some speed, making this team faster overall.
But if Houston takes a dramatic slide to being one of the worst teams again, his last 6, 7, 8 games of the season, you end up with that 2 or 3 and one of those quarterbacks does drop.
So the problem is you can't because Jacksonville and the Jets are going to take those top two spots.
That's 1 and 2, right. That's 1 and 2 right now. Two worst teams.
And Texans just, they got too much talent. Like, it's just, it's hard
still
to imagine.
Still pretty bad with all that talent, Joe.
Well, they got three wins or two or three wins now.
Houston right now is a 2-7.
What do they got this week?
Houston this week. Please.
Don't worry. I should have never done that to you.
Can we go like a day or maybe a week or so without talking about the draft? I know at this point of the season we're very used to talking about it, but the team is like they're really good and compelling and competitive. Like,
so
why do we need to continue? I know that they have some holes, but like every team has holes, but the team, like, we don't need to. I know we every year at this time it's like, who are we drafting? It's the only thing that matters.
So what would
they're playing very meaningful games right now,
right? Why can't you just enjoy what you have right now? Everybody knows it's not perfect. You don't have to worry about the draft because Chris Greer's already and his staff are already working on stuff, looking at stuff, trying to get as much as they can under these crazy times and not being able to travel and figure out, not to mention all the guys that opted out not to play, and you got to figure out where they fit in for Gregory Russo and guys like that. So, but yeah, I agree.
Like, I don't care what the Texans are doing right now. The Dolphins are winning, and they're really fun to watch. So,
But I will tell you, one
I know
of the
we're used to it.
You have,
but
so
yeah,
here's
the Texans could give us a top five pick in the draft. What are you talking?
But
about?
That can't do anything right now.
I understand that.
Zach, the team can win right now, though. Like, they've won five in a row. They're very right. good the way that they are. And listen, I know the draft is great, and they're going to add more pieces and get better, and they'll probably win the Super Bowl in a couple years. But I'm just enjoying things right now the way that it is.
Just like that. Okay. Win a Super Bowl. All right. Nobody
well, they're
else
on
out
they're
there.
On the path, Joe. The goal was to win it next year, right? I mean, this year was Tua's first year. A little bit of growing pains. Next year, they're in play.
I'm glad I don't sound like the biggest idiot on the show today.
Why is that?
Hollywood. What are you talking about?
Well, you're the biggest idiot every day, but like, you know, it's just because of the first part. But
you have the Dolphins in the Super Bowl next year, winning the Super Bowl, right?
I think that they're a contender. Yes,
I'm
I do.
Happy.
I do.
I hope that does happen. That sounds a little more egregious than me talking about
top five team
top
in
five
the
pick.
In the power
the
rankings
top five
this
pick
past week.
Might
by the way,
the draft next year, right?
I will say that because all your favorite sports websites have constant mock drafts, and the reason they have them is because people like to click and see who's there on the board. And so that keeps everybody interested. I understand. I do understand. I get sometimes I just wish everybody enjoy what you have instead of going, all right, I like what we have, but what do we get next? What are we going to get next? Give it to me now. I want, well, what's coming up? What? All right, well, let's let these guys develop. They're going to get better. A lot of these guys are going to get a lot better in the next seven games. So, and then you can have your thoughts on who you want them to take. I probably want a lot of the same things you want. I want a fast back that's looks like he can do a lot of different things. And I want a fast receiver and maybe another linebacker and a pass rusher. I probably we all want close to the same thing. And we all have our favorite guys from our favorite teams. And a lot of you have texted in you want Gregory Russo, which I can't wait to see how good he's. I wish he would have played this year. I do. I wish he would have been out there in that rotation. That would have been fun to watch. What else you got coming in there, Zach?
Great text. It just came in because I have the same thoughts. I'm capable of holding more than one train of thought at a time. I'm loving what the team is doing right now, but I could also look forward to a top five pick next year at the Titans' expense.
All right. That's fine. There's exactly no right or wrong.
I'm
no, no, saying, Zach, I don't want – Zach, you got quiet. There's no right or wrong.
It's not about being right or wrong. It's just about the fact that, like, this is
the
most –
you don't want to talk about it.
No, it's not, Zach.
You not think I'm not enjoying the Dolphins season this year?
I don't care what you're doing, but I'm just telling you this is the most exciting thing
that
the Dolphins have had going for them in the better part of, what, 20 years?
Can't we just be happy about what's going on right now? I am happy about what's going on right now. But the whole plan and process was a two-year process of getting draft picks for the next two drafts. Now I'm excited about the fact that the Texans are losing.
No, the Texans, well, listen, our picks weren't very nice to us last year, right? I mean, we thought the Texans they end up having a hell of a year and they went all in on stuff. And then all of a sudden Pittsburgh got Minka Fitzpatrick and it was like, my God, we thought I thought Pittsburgh was going to be a great pick for us last year. Great pick. And look what happened. That guy gets there, and all of a sudden, they get back to 500 plus? Would they go 9-7 or 8-8, whatever it was? Or But they were just outside the playoffs last year and really screwed things up. But listen, it's been fun to see all these draft picks playing and starting to get involved. Even recently, two or three more guys have played and playing better. Strobridge was inactive and now getting some playing time to the point that every week they may have to he may get some snaps now. So it's a good sign. Hey, we'll come back in. Hey, guy, you too. There's nothing. It's all right. You guys are both right. It's okay. Keeps us in business, all that stuff.
You sound like you're dealing with a dispute at your house right now.
305-567-0560. No. It's just,
so you say your kids, you're both right?
No, but like sometimes people go, I can't wait and we'll get this. I'm like, well, let's just enjoy this right now. It's okay. This guy's okay for now. Like it wasn't going to be perfect this year. And then, like, people, like, but every time I look at a sports page, there's a new mock draft. And the reason they're there is because people click them on because they want to see what these guys who are supposed to be professionals, who they like, moving up and down the board, like the BYU quarterback. Some people think he's now moved to a top five position in the draft. Hell, I didn't even know he was that good. So, anyway. Hey, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers for just a second. This is pretty good, man, out there right now. The 2020s and 2021s got a lot of really good looks. And I want to tell you about two specific looks, especially for people that still love to have a lot of space and a lot of room and comfortable. The new Tahoe is spectacular. You got to see it's got a different look to it. The Suburbans. But, man, they still have all that space. So important. I don't know about you. I don't like to crunch into anything. I'm getting older. I want to be more comfortable. And my Tahoe gives it to me every day with all the safety features. Just fun to drive, man. Just so much fun getting around South Florida in that Chevy Tahoe. I know you're going to love it, too. Kind of like all the Silverado trucks. Seeing a lot of trucks on the road. A lot of people doing a lot of side jobs out of their truck and working full-time with that truck. You got to check out Silverado trucks. Need a new truck? Need something durable, strong, that fits your lifestyle and what you need right now every day from the family to working? Boy, I'll tell you what. If they don't make the Silverado truck, nobody makes it, man. Strong, durable, with a fantastic deal behind it right now. Are you kidding me? And then how about our midsize SUVs like the new Traverse? Oh, my God. It's spacious enough to accommodate the big family, but doesn't compromise any of the style. And that Chevy Blazer, I just saw the new commercials. It's true, man. It is beautiful. And you are really going to fall in love. Don't take it from me, though. Go see all the new looks and find out why South Florida Chevy dealers are going, Joe, make sure we tell people this is the best it's ever been by far for cars, trucks, and SUVs with great deals. More importantly, just great products. Find out for yourself. Stop by one of the many convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer. Get out there today.
Hey, have you downloaded the radio.com app yet? Well, it's easy. Download it and make the Joe WQAM your favorite station. Sign up for notifications so you know exactly what's going on here. And listen to 560 the Joe WQAM on the radio.com app.
All right. You can join us 305-567-056. You got a little time left after late night with the NBA draft, first and second round. Heat with just the 20th pick. But, boy, when they take somebody, all of a sudden you're going, man, there's a chance that person is going to be really good no matter where they pick. Isn't that amazing where it kind of started and Riley had that reputation that draft picks, like he wasn't interested in them.
Right, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he's hit a jackpot, and we think he hit another jackpot on Tyler Hero, just by the way he played during the bubble, and Bam is just moving up the ladder every day on what he's been able to do, and then you know all starting with Dwayne Wade as you know one of the great draft picks that. The history of the franchise. So, been a lot of good stuff. Anyway, what do we got coming in today, Zach?
Someone actually texted in here, Joe, and talking about the upcoming draft. I love my wife, but I want to keep an eye on all the future talent coming up. There's some good draft talk for you.
Why do they feel like, yeah, like, okay, I deserve that right there. Yeah, okay. I like her, but if it doesn't work out, I got to see what's out there. Yeah.
Someone wants to know if you cut your hair like Justin Herbert when you got your hair cut.
I don't know. Whatever you get for $19, man. That's what I did. Whatever. I don't know.
Is that, you go in there for the 19 and just say, I want the Herbert? Like, what do you do there?
I'm just not real picky at this point. Good. I just like, yeah. Look at it, man. Just clean it up and shorten it.
That's very funny. Oh, man. Someone says, Zach, I'm with Hollywood. Why can't we be in play for the Super Bowl? It's from Rick and Davey.
I mean, you can. I hope the biggest problem we have 2 years from now, 3 years from now, is
where to put all the trophies.
The organization has to figure out how to pay everybody.
How to pay them, right?
I want to have that problem. I want to have like, well, we got to, all right, we got to figure out which of these guys, you did such a damn good job that instead of like, is this guy going to be able to finish his career? I mean, is his four-year contract, or are we going to have to let him go because he's terrible?
Right. Here's a good question. With all these opt-outs, do you think it would hurt them a little with a lot of these big teams now getting games in? Maybe the guys who were backups maybe have shown up and made a bigger name for themselves.
I think that definitely comes into play. If some guy shines that was kind of on the radar, but like Joe Burrow was like a fifth or sixth round pick and played his ass off and became the first overall pick. So yeah, I think if some guy's killing it, and we'll use pass rusher because that's such a special position when you get one and he's out there, no matter what he looks like, if he's productive, he's important to the league and, you know, getting a pass rush. So like Gregory Russo's going to be a high pick, but if some guy out there all of a sudden's tearing it up and you're seeing him and like the light went off and the guy got bigger and stronger and is just, yeah, you're going to go, well, what have you done for me lately? That guy's, but Russo's just freakish. Like he is going to be like an NBA player. You're going to be taking him partially. Like he teased it with one great year, but you're going to be taking him off just because young guy on potential of, long, I mean, he's long like Jason Taylor, and what is he, 260, 270?
265, yeah.
I would say this, Gregory Russo, I don't know who he works with, but if he was smart, he'd go over to St. Thomas Aquinas and go, hey, I have no high school eligibility left, but while you're out here, could you work with me on a few things that you work with your players on? Just love to know how you did it at 240.
Right. Jason, 235, 240 when he played, right? Wow. Remember when the Houston radio guys almost fought live on the air because one thought they should trade Harden? How dumb do you think they feel now?
Yeah, that guy. I don't know how that
nasty
ended.
That guy.
Yeah. People don't forget that stuff.
Right. Let's see what else we got here. Someone said you should come out with your own brand of tequila, Joe.
I'm not much of a tequila.
What do you think about that?
Usually when I used to do everything, I did too much of it, and I had some nasty tequila hangovers, and I ended that in Berkeley with the cheap stuff. I tried to, you know, you're always looking for new things at Berkeley. I mean, unless you go to Berkeley. I mean, in the 70s, it was always a lot of different things.
Yeah.
The tequila was not. Didn't do well with me.
Isn't that one thing, like you look back in your college days and you're like, man, I wish I would have spent the extra couple of bucks to upgrade the liquor?
I didn't have any money. Like, there was no way to do it.
I know, but like all those parties you went to, you bought the like generic, you know, liquor store brand vodka, and it's like, you know, you're drinking rubbing alcohol, and you wake up the next day, you feel like you've been hit by a train.
I don't want to say this the wrong way, but you learn when you go to Berkeley, the rich fraternities, the guys that parents would give them a little
booze.
Extra money. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the, and they also had the good parties when they say, hey, why don't you bring a date and come on by? I go, what sorority? Does it matter? No. All right.
Hey, been thinking about this. If Notre Dame wins the ACC, do they stay in the ACC or go out and not defend their championship next season?
That's a pretty good question. That, by the way, that is really good. I don't think they do because they got that separate contract with NBC, and I think they'd like a little bit of both. But it does make you wonder, like, hey, you know, a lot of crazy things could be going on. That was kind of fun running through the ACC.
It'd be the ultimate hit and run, right? Notre Dame comes in for the 1 year of really being in the ACC, wins the ACC championship and leaves. Says, thank you very much. We'll take this trophy and get out of here.
God, can you imagine?
It could happen. They just beat Clemson. I know that Trevor wasn't there, but they're there. It's crazy, but it could happen. Someone said, Eddie texted and said, Joe, you can watch Riley shave on his OnlyFans account.
Can you, how many people would pay, like, I'm shaving, here it is. Like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Joe, there's some wild people out there. Wouldn't surprise me at all. Someone also texted in, have you seen the Texans play? They might not win another game this season, guys.
Well,
they should. Right.
I'm going by one thing they have that the other two really bad teams don't have. They got a good quarterback, and he's got some guys to throw to because they didn't get rid of any of them. I didn't think they're going to be this bad.
Yeah, they're surprisingly bad this year
with no draft picks. I mean, right.
Yeah, Bill O'Brien really just he took a flamethrower to that franchise.
There was a guy that just flat out wasn't qualified to be a head coach and a GM. Like, Bill, I don't blame you for taking if they offered it to you. Like, right, he didn't put a gun to anybody's head. Hey, Bill, you know, you always have good ideas when you meet with the ownership. Why don't you do both? Okay.
Right. It wouldn't be a bad job to take after the season if they had a top three pick. They had Deshaun Watson. You know, it wouldn't be a bad job to pick, but they have no draft picks.
You think they're the third worst team in football right now? I don't.
No, I don't think they're the third worst team in football. I don't. I think there are plenty of teams out there that are really bad this year.
Cincinnati plays hard, and Joe Burrow is just like he plays like he keeps them around, man. I feel like he's taking a great leadership role really early on to like, hey, fellas, we're gonna try to get this thing rolling. So
the Cowboys, Washington, and Houston, and the Chargers are all 2-7.
Cowboys are.
Right. Those are your 2-7 teams, and then you got Jacksonville, New York at 1-2.
They're by themselves, right?
Yeah. Cincinnati would be there too, but they tied a game. They're 2-6-1, not 2-7.
God.
Right. Some bad teams. There's some really bad teams in the NFL this year.
I'm glad we're not in that. I'd rather be trending, playing other well, direction. And not like going, well, can we get a top? Oh, that was a long year last year, man. That's hard.
Somebody just texted in, and your buddy Paul Jones would drop a deuce at those rich fraternities if you would have brought him to one of those.
He
parties.
Did, man. He did.
It's amazing people listen. All the details.
So John Paul Jones, you can look it up. One of the great running backs ever come out of Northern California, out of itty. I used to call it itty bitty, something mess.
Uh huh.
Because I guess that's what they call. You know, they used to people that played them. They're the little powerhouse out there, Mitty High School, and so for some reason he went to Cal. But that guy, like, I'm dead serious. We got invited because he was really good. So we got invited to everything as a freshman. Like, he was a starting fullback and Chuck Muncy was a running back. It's like, right off the bat. He's getting invited to all the parties. And he come up to me and go, wait a couple of minutes here. Watch the bathroom over there. And I go, why? He goes, I didn't flush and it's nasty. I go, dude, that's not funny. Like, these are beautiful women. What are you doing? And they come out. It's so stupid. I can't believe I even brought it up. It's so stupid. Now I told it again.
Yep. And people are going to remember it. You know how people are on the text machine. They're going to remember it.
He thought it was ruining a party for like rich, beautiful people. Well, and they weren't rich.
Well, ruining it for you guys. It's ruining for you guys. Enjoy all the good booze and the good looking girls. Instead of having your friend drop a deuce in the bathroom and not flush. DC Rob's calling shenanigans on you, Joe. They said there's no way any barber would charge just $19 for that. That's an all-day job.
All right, $10 tip, all right, man?
$10
tip. All right. You feel $19 better?
$19 to walk in the door, not when you leave. Right.
I figured I set myself up for that. I figured that was coming. Yeah.
And someone said your tequila brand should be Big Head Tequila and still have a worm in it. The bottles don't have worms in it anymore.
No. That was an old school.
Old school. Yep.
That was an old school thing. Well, we're about out of time here, man. I want to thank everybody for being with us. Always great having your thoughts on some stuff, even though we don't always agree with it and you don't agree with us. So we got something in common there. Hey, Levy and Stu Gotts are coming up next. Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy the game tonight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.